So what do you make of the performance, mate? Obviously disappointed with the result.
Yeah, disappointed. It's early days, though. You know, I think it was a better performance all round than Saturday. You know, I think there's loads and loads of positives to take from it for me. I think a Stockport side who will not quite rightly be up there challenging at the end of the game. You know, they've probably had a 10-minute spell where they've scored an absolute worldie. We've switched off from one corner. We get something from that game, as we would do on Saturday. But I think over the course of the season, certain things will equal themselves out and we'll be fine.
It was a big occasion, wasn't it? Both sets of fans were pretty noisy and stuff. But you felt your players handled it well?
Yeah. Well, I'd have used to it. We get that every week. You know, it's a privileged place to come and play football. Stockport players, I thought, add into that. You know, with a bit of villainy here and there, with a couple staying down and looking as though they've been shot before quickly getting up.
What do you think of the kidology aspect? It's a lot more apparent in this match than I've seen in the Northern Premier League, certainly.
I agree. I think I'd never advise my players to be doing that kind of stuff. If they're happy to do it, it's up to them. You know, it's morally, I think when people come to watch a game of football, they should get the entertainment from the football and not from people diving or, like I say, that kidology.
And in the end, are you just a bit disappointed that you couldn't have just withheld the pressure from them for that 10 minutes and then maybe
yeah, get I thought we'd come strong again after that. You know, we changed our shape a little bit because I thought we were comfortable at 1-0. And we started the second half really well, which was pleasing. And if we'd have scored another there, I think we'd have gone on to win it comfortably. But you know, it is what it is. It's been in this game long enough now to understand that over the course of a season, you don't look at one game. And you know, if we'd have won tonight, it'd been exactly the same response. It's a learning curve for us. Stockport are under pressure because you've got to go up. You know, that's where their goal is. That's where they've got the massive budget they've got. We're under our own kind of pressure because we want to keep succeeding and we want to keep giving fans a voice at football. And as you can tell, over 3,000 fans here tonight proves that that's going to be successful.
You've got two games in this league now. Gloucester City, I thought we were very unlucky not to get at least a point.
Yeah.
This game, I think we had to run at 100 miles an hour to get a point. What do you reckon for Tamworth on Saturday?
Well, if we get the same performance that we had tonight, whatever the result, it won't really bother me. It's about the players applying themselves. And I thought we did that. I thought the performance tonight was 100 times better than it was against Gloucester, sorry. You know, and we could be very easily stood here talking now about 6 points rather than, well, I'm not talking about knob because we don't know that. But, you know, that's football. You've got swings and roundabouts.
Nice one, Kat.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.